It says in today's gospel, although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever listened to the gospel reading and then said to yourself, what is he talking about? Have you ever read a piece of scripture and wondered, what does this mean? And how does this apply to my life? I have, and I still do. Almost every time I start to write a homily, that is my starting place. This week was no different. Sheep and shepherd, gate and gatekeeper, thief and robber, voices, abundant life. What's all that mean? How does it apply to our lives? I can't put it all together in a neat package that makes sense. There are too many contradictions and mixed metaphors. At the beginning of today's gospel, it sounds like Jesus is suggesting that he is the shepherd who enters the gate, unlike the thieves and robbers who hop the fence. The sheep, he says, listen to and follow the voice of the shepherd, but run from the voice of strangers. But then later in today's gospel, Jesus says that he is the gate. So he is the shepherd who enters the gate, and he's also the gate that the shepherd enters. And then he says that we can enter him as a gate to abundant life. I say that because St. John, today's gospel writer, clearly states that Jesus was using a figure of speech. That's why this text, like so many of Jesus' sayings and teaching, can be difficult to understand. And that's also the key to dealing with this text. The text cannot be taken literally. Sometimes it makes no sense. The rational, logical, and intellectual mind cannot understand a figure of speech sometimes. The figure of speech points beyond itself, in this case, to abundant life. A figure of speech asks us to see, and listen differently. So let's take today's gospel and play with the images, dance with the ideas, and ponder and muse over this figure of speech and see what it brings up in us and where it takes us. So let's start with abundant life that Jesus says is why he came, that we might have life and have it abundantly. But what does that mean for you? Where is your life abundant? And in what ways is it less than abundant? Keep in mind, however, that abundance is not something we get. It's a way of living and being. The abundant life is not about quantity, wealth, success, approval, or popularity, or any of the other things we often think it is. How many times have you gotten what you wanted, been what others said you should be, or done what was encouraged and rewarded by society, only to discover your own emptiness and poverty? You had it all, but you were not abundant. No, the abundant life is touching and living the divine life. It's a quality, not a quantity. It's about meaning, integrity, purpose, relationships, and wholeness. The abundant life adds to the life of others and to the world. It's life that leads to life, love that leads to love, joy that leads to joy, hope that leads to hope, and kindness that leads to kindness. It does not add to the pain of the world, but adds to and enhances life, our own as well as others. Isn't that what we really want? Isn't that what we want for ourselves and for each other? I do, don't you? I want us to follow the shepherd into the pasture of abundance. But the question is, who is the shepherd? The obvious answer is Jesus, and that's not a wrong answer. Later in John's account of the gospel, Jesus will say, I am the good shepherd. But is that the only answer? Could there be other shepherds? And if so, who might that be? In Psalm 23, it says, the Lord God is our shepherd. He revives, he leads, he protects, he feeds, he waters, he pastures. But what about you and me? Could we do those things? Could we be the shepherd? Who are the people that have shepherded, guided, nurtured, and protected your life? When have you shepherded the life of another? Maybe the shepherd here is anyone or anything that nourishes, fosters, empowers, and guards life. It could be God, Jesus, you, or me. Shepherding is not only an action, but also a relationship. Ultimately, though it seems to be God's way of being in the world, in the life of Jesus and in your life and mine. But what about those thieves and robbers? Jesus is not warning us about having our things stolen, but about having our life stolen and our abundance depleted. Thieves are stealthy. We often don't know that they've been here until later. They come in the night when we are asleep and unaware. Then one day we wake up and wonder what happened to our life. In what ways has your life been stolen? Who or what are the thieves and robbers in your life? What will you do now? What have you learned? How will you guard your heart against the thieves and robbers of an abundant life? The abundant life is always a matter of the heart. We are the gatekeepers of our lives. We are the keeper and guardian of our heart. Guarding our heart means staying awake, being watchful, and remaining diligent. Awareness of and reflection on what is happening within and outside of us are the gatekeeper's key. Depending on who or what it is, we either open our heart or keep it closed. Sometimes we need to open the gate, and sometimes we need to keep the gate of our life closed. Look back on your own lives, and you can see that. To whom or what have you opened your heart in the past? And where did it take you? Did it lead to pastures of abundance, or was it a dead end? Or maybe it was just a detour. When have you opened your heart and have been surprised by possibilities and fullness of life you never could have imagined? Who or what stands at your gates today? Who or what are the people, opportunities, and choices that seek entry into your life? The gates in our life are threshold places, times of discernment, moments of transition, and decisions to be made. To whom or what do you need to open, and to whom or what do you need to close? How might your life change if you open? What might you miss if you close? Will your life be enhanced and empowered by opening, or will something be lost? What pain or wound might you prevent by closing? Where is fear in all this? Which will enhance and add to life today, opening or closing? We do not have to make these decisions alone or in isolation. Jesus says, "I am the gate." He is the gate that opens and leads to pastures of abundant life. He is the gate that stands against death. We open or close in collaboration with Jesus. The sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice. But to what voices are we listening? The voices which we listen form and shape our lives throughout our lifetime. And there is a myriad of voices in our world. What voices are rattling around in you, vying for your attention? For better or for worse, we eventually begin to speak with the voice that has formed and shaped us. Who do you sound like when you speak? It could be your mom or your dad, your spouse, your boss, your fear or anger. It can be any number of things. Is it the voice of thieves and robbers, or is it the voice of wisdom, life, love, and compassion? Is it the voice of Jesus, the voice of the shepherd? Which voices are loudest in your life today? What voices have you invested in? Are they worthy of your trust in your life, or are they bankrupt? Are they bankrupting you? To which voices do you need to close the gate of your heart, and which ones do you need to open? Unfortunately, there is no easy, simple, one-size-fits-all, or once-and-for-all answers to any of the questions I've asked you today. Unfortunately, there just aren't. Instead, there are sheep and shepherds, gates and gatekeepers, thieves and robbers, voices and abundant life. I pray that in our lives we allow ourselves to listen to our shepherd. And I just want to take a moment to say thank you. Since my Parkinson's diagnosis, the phone calls, emails, conversations, and support from this parish have meant so much to me and my family. I know that I am at the very beginning stages of this journey, but knowing that I'm not walking through this alone has made all the difference. I truly feel God's love to all of you. Please know how grateful my family and I are, and I ask if you could keep praying for me and for all those afflicted with Parkinson's, as I will always pray for all of you.